7th floor, denial department. Exactly 50 years ago, my grandmother gave me an unwitting sneak preview of the political and climate that we find ourselves in today. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. I was 12 years old. My 10 and 8-year-old sisters and I went on a week-long trip to Colorado with our grandmother. We traveled by overnight train, the Denver Zephyr, which left from Chicago's Union Station and dropped us in Denver the next day. When we arrived back in Chicago a week later, it was midday, too early for our Uncle Rich to leave work and come pick us up. So Grandma suggested we find a movie theater nearby. I guess the pickings were slim that day in 1967 because for reasons lost to history, we found ourselves in a theater watching A Guide for the Married Man, starring Walter Matthau and Robert Morse. To our grandmother's great regret, she had taken her 3 preteen grandchildren to a movie that was really more a series of scantily clad comedy sketches about marital infidelity, kind of a risque Love American style. So here's Walter Matthau. He's thinking about cheating on his wife. He turns to Robert Morse, an avowed adulterer, for advice. The sketches feature cameos by a cast of stars from that day, including Lucille Ball, Jack Benny, Sid Caesar, Art Carney, Jane Mansfield, Carl Reiner, and more. I can't help but think of this movie while watching Donald Trump's various aides go on television to deny reality over and over and over again, even when the truth is staring them plainly in the face. It reminded me of the scene in the movie where Matthau asks Morse what happens if his wife gets suspicious. They're shopping in a grocery store, talking it over.
Now, just one final word.
Yeah?
If Ruth should hear something or should get suspicious,
huh?
It won't happen, I promise you, but just in case.
Yeah?
Deny, deny, deny. No matter what she knows or thinks she knows, deny it.
But what if she really knows?
Deny it.
But what if she
deny.
Really... But what if
deny.
She...
Deny.
Deny. Uh-huh. Then we cut to a sketch where a woman walks in on her husband, played by Joey Bishop. He's in bed with another woman, but when his wife walks in, he and his mistress ignore her and just calmly get dressed. The woman then leaves, and Joey Bishop pretends it never happened. And then the sketch finally ends after Joey Bishop, ignoring his wife's protests, makes the bed quite calmly and retires to the living room with his pipe and newspaper. Finally, his wife, played by Anne Morgan Gilbert, who played Millie Helper on the old Dick Van Dyke Show, decides she must have imagined the whole thing. She gives up and asks him what he wants for dinner. Hilarious comedy for your typical preteen. I'm not saying that the American electorate is in danger of going full Millie Helper here. The denial coming out of Washington is just a little too consistent and obvious. America's collective jaw can only drop so far. Right? He asked in quiet desperation. Who knows? Perhaps we're all being done a favor here. Perhaps this world of alternative facts is being taken to such an extreme so quickly that the pendulum has no direction left to swing other than back toward the truth. Well, here's hoping. That's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.